Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How high have you set your delivery standards? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Last week, I turned the tables on you and I asked you to grade your customers. Have you had time to process that thought? Have you made any progress in defining your A, B, C, and D customers? I hope so. It truly can change the level of enjoyment you and your team members have when you come to work each and every day. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to go back and listen to that one. Because today I want to shine the spotlight on you and your delivery standards. That's why I'm asking this week, how high have you set your delivery standards? You see, it's critically important that everyone in your business knows exactly what you expect from them with regard to delivering on the promise you made to your customers when they first started doing business with you. I call these expectations your delivery standards. You do have delivery standards, don't you? Are they in writing? Does everyone know what they are? If not, perhaps this is a topic that deserves a bit of your time today. I'm a firm believer that the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And if you truly want to set your business apart from your competition, then you need to make the decision that you're going to deliver your services in a way that sets you apart from your toughest competitors. It's just not worth doing business if you're doing it like everyone else. If there's nothing that makes you different or special, then the only thing your customers and your prospects have to compare with your competition is your price. And you never want to compete on price, unless, of course, you're Walmart or Costco or Sam's Club. It's far better to compete on the basis of being better and unique. And doing this is not as difficult as it sounds, but it does start with you as the business owner making a decision to set your delivery standards high. As an example of what I mean by this, let me share an experience we had when trying to find the right university for our youngest daughter. As she graduated from high school, she was very excited about attending a university that had a big football program. So her short list of schools included many from the SEC, schools like Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and North Carolina. So when we made our trip to do some college shopping, I convinced her to make a quick stop at a little-known private school called High Point University in High Point, North Carolina. This was not something she was excited about, but I was very interested in visiting HPU because I had heard that their president, Dr. Nito Cobain, had brought a unique entrepreneurial spirit to the once sleepy small college. Our visits to the bigger SEC schools went well, but to be honest, most of them pretty much treated us the same way, like the thousands of other prospective student families who wanted to enjoy the benefits of being on campus where some big-name athletes showed off their big-time skills. We never felt special when we visited the bigger schools, and it was clear that their reputation and storied history was going to sell the deal to apply there. And then we drove to High Point University. And even before we entered the campus grounds, we could tell that things were very different there. The campus was defined by a very classy stone wall that surrounded the entire property. To get on campus, you had to go through a security gate, much like entering a private neighborhood. As we drove up to the main visitor's gate, the guard came up to our car and looked right past my wife and I sitting in the front seat and asked my daughter, sitting in the back, "What's your name, young lady?" When she said, "I'm Andrew Allen," the guard responded, "Welcome to High Point University, Andrew. We've been waiting for you. Your reserved parking space is right over there," pointing to a specific parking space with an LED marker on the front of it that said, "High Point University welcomes Andrew Allen from Texas." To say we were blown away was an understatement. Yes, we had made reservations to tour the campus, as we had at every school we visited, but this was the only school that had truly prepared for our arrival. The guard handed my daughter a packet, explained where she should go once we parked, and assured her that they were available for anything she might need while she was on campus. Very impressive. As we walked through campus, we were struck by the banners and signs that all included the slogan, "Choose to be extraordinary." And we soon came to understand that the delivery standard that had been set by Dr. Nito Cobain, the HBU president, was that everything that happened on campus was specifically designed and modeled to be extraordinary. That included the landscaping and grounds, the buildings, the programs, the cafeterias, and even the dorm rooms. If something was going to be built at HPU, it had to be extraordinary. If a program was going to be added to the curriculum, it was going to be extraordinary. It was clear that this was a non-negotiable delivery standard intended to set themselves apart from any other school on the planet. And it became even more evident when we had dinner that evening on campus at their five-star restaurant on the top of their newest building, which, by the way, was a restaurant that was open and available for any student to dine at. The only conditions were that they must make a reservation, they must show up in business attire, and they must not use their cell phones at any time during the meal. It was designed to show them what true luxury dining was like, teaching them how to show up, how to behave, and how to experience fine dining once they graduated and entered the real world. Extraordinary. And to cap off this story, I'll tell you that my daughter decided to apply and go to HPU over the larger SEC schools, and she was so glad she did. It taught her what it was like to set your standards high and then live them out in every aspect of your business and your life. So why do I tell you about my daughter's college experience? Because I think this is what we as business owners want for our businesses. To be unique, to stand out, to be seen as the better choice. But it doesn't come without first making the decision that you will intentionally set your standards high and define your delivery standards in a way that make your customers rave about how you treat them. Remember, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So why not define your delivery standards by breaking down each part of the customer experience and articulating just how that experience will be uniquely different and better than anyone else in your industry? I had this conversation with a pool service company several years ago, and the owner made the decision to set his delivery standards as what he called resort quality service. He defined what resort quality meant for every aspect of his team's involvement with a customer, from how their trucks looked every day, to the uniforms each team member would wear, to the protocols for engaging with their customers, and to how they would straighten up and service their customers' pools. He wanted each customer to have the feeling that his pool techs were not unlike the pool staff at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, providing them with resort-quality pool service each and every time they showed up at their home. And it wasn't long before their business was booming because of the referrals and recommendations coming from their existing customers. And the same can happen for you and your business. It all starts with defining your delivery standards in terms that set you apart from everyone else in your industry. Then break it down and describe it for your team at every step of the customer experience. Then hold your team accountable to deliver on the promise to each and every customer. Do this, and your business will grow and thrive just like HPU or the owner of the swimming pool service company. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some specific thoughts related to this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd welcome the opportunity to brainstorm with you ways you can define your delivery standards to set your business apart from your toughest competitor. And thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. No one gets into business to be just like every other storefront down the street. We all want to stand out in our own unique way. So share this as part of your way to stand out as a giving and sharing colleague. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss handling non-compliant behaviors. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.